Welcome back to the Not My Bag podcast.
What's your name?
My name's Lisa Bags, and this is Joe Bags, and that is George.
Thank you, Mum. That was a very powerful introduction. Mum really wanted to introduce it this week.
No, I didn't. You told me to.
She's also extremely honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Oh, no, okay, to give context to this is very important. Mum had a text from her GP saying that they need to call her on Monday.
For my blood test, she's outside Adam yesterday, I could be dying.
Yeah, and what is the context? What happened before the blood test?
Well, I had too much wine the night before.
Yeah, so what do you think they're going to call you about?
Liver.
Liver?
Yeah, yeah, your pickle.
It's fine, it was just that I just got a bit carried away.
Yeah, and what are you going to lie and say to them?
I went to an event. Oh, cut that.
Oh, you've had a week of it, haven't you?
All right.
Well, no, I was talking about, before you get angry,
someone's been touched.
The spirit that contacted you in your sleep.
Oh, look, she's coming to me now. I'm getting hot flush.
No, that's just your age.
I think that's just, yeah. That's just the menopause is hard.
No, kids. I've had a really bad week of sleep, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone's seen it on social media about the lady, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we ain't got all day.
Basically.
George, she hasn't even fucking breathed.
Sorry, yeah.
Right, basically, went to bed the other night and someone was doing this to my nose. So I just thought, got up, did a wee, thought it was a fly, and it wasn't that. Next thing, I'm getting, and I mean poked in my leg, nowhere else.
Your dad just wasn't.
No, dad was in the other room.
Dad's cock.
Yeah, dad's in the other room.
Why'd you just say dad's cock?
George.
That is so gross.
Is that what we thought?
Why are you thinking about that?
Anyway, going back to me, it's all about me right now.
Yeah.
And then I had this, I sat up and I thought, right, do you know what? And I actually said this. If you want to come and have a chat with me, can you not do it in the middle of the night?
You beefing
do it in the morning.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Still so, pour the wine in.
Yeah,
beefing
and then
the spirit.
I got the most overwhelming smell of this perfume and then I shit myself. I thought, holy fuck.
Do you know
someone's
what though?
Here.
Mum would have been doing this with her earplugs in, her eye mask.
Yeah, and your mouth guard.
Come on, say something to me. Come on, say to me.
I pulled both earplugs out. Took my retainer out. I went, right, see you. Now, I was pissed off because she wouldn't let me go to sleep.
Another spirit visited you, didn't it, before?
What? Wait,
in the form of vodka.
No, I didn't have no.
Yes.
Okay, all right, how much wine then?
Not that normal.
What is normal?
So 2 bottles.
No.
Bottle and half.
Not during the week. That's just the weekends.
Okay.
Bottle and half, yeah.
That's why the doctor's finding me. On Monday.
Mum's also got club foot.
Oh no, guys. Basically, Mum was like, do you like my new shoes? And I said, yeah, since when have you had club foot? But quite nice.
They're quite nice, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they are. We love a platform moment.
Because I look so short.
Ow. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I meant to kick you properly.
Yeah. We haven't had a bit of a life update podcast from you in a while, so that's why I wanted to bring you in. Anything else been going on? I mean, you've signed with HLD.
Yay.
You've now got new management.
Yay.
So you're going to be the new,
yeah, no, and I
the
went
new Colleen
the,
Nolan.
And I went to the NTA.
Oh, deep.
Okay.
Talk to the hand.
Yep.
I went to the NTAs, had the most wonderful time. They all looked after me.
Got extremely drunk.
No, she didn't.
Not.
She only got her tits out. She only got her tits out in the ITV box.
No,
there's a difference.
I had showed everyone my nipple covers.
Yeah.
Because in my dress, you could hold my arm up and you could see my tit. So I was like, look at them.
And she went up to Keith Lemon. She was like, I'm wearing cycling shorts.
Oh,
and you fucking were dragging that shit up.
I pulled my dress up and went, he said, you know, we were just chatting. I said, oh, you know, about going home. I said, I'm cycling. And I pulled up my dress and he went, fucking hell.
But your dress was so long that it took a good 30 seconds to pull that shit up. So everyone's thinking, what is she pulling out?
I also let Mum go to the toilet whilst we were waiting for her cab and she was half an hour
yes,
at
do you
the
know
after
why?
Party.
Do you know why?
Oh, God.
Do you know why?
Mm-hmm.
The security made me walk around the whole building. I was not allowed to go back.
The venue
the
was as big
way.
As this room.
They were rubbish.
Rubbish.
They wouldn't
I call
let me
bullshit.
Go around.
This is bullying.
No, they wouldn't let me go
He's
around
a liar.
The same way. There you go. And she was steaming. I've got video evidence. I was not
You were, I mean, you did have tequila shots of the Love Island cast.
One.
And said the word sage to Olivia Atwood about 10 times.
Oh, no, but I love Liv. Olivia Atwood, I love you. I love her.
Mum wants to come sage your house.
Yeah, we do need that, actually, with all the spirits.
Yeah.
And the foxes.
And the bad
oh,
vibes.
Oh, it feels like the foxes. Also, sorry, you're really hitting that brioche under the desk. Sorry, it's really getting
Well, why would you keep brioche under your desk?
In case you get hungry.
With lemonade.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
Get it out if you want.
No, right. No, I'm all right. So the foxes.
Yeah. Basically, obviously wearing earplugs and a you know, retainer. Mm-hmm. The other night I could hear this, which sounded
obviously
like I'm in bed. It's like
so fucking
obviously
I'm wearing earplugs and a retainer.
I don't sleep. So anyway, I heard this like, and I thought, oh my God.
So, that again. He's horny. Sorry, I'll let you go.
Oh, that's now that's grim.
I'll just clear my throat.
That is horrible.
Anyway, my bedroom is like obviously the first bit in the house, the side bit.
Obviously.
Because I'm the
corner. Why is it obvious?
Because I've got the front of the house, it's the biggest. If people have seen
obviously
that house.
It's at the front. Who would fucking know that? What makes it
who
obvious?
Have seen our house on Google? But
right, they wouldn't know.
Anyway, I can't be bothered.
There was some foxes in the middle of the night. You thought someone was breaking in.
Yeah, and they fucking did. The foxes.
They didn't break.
They did. They run off with stuff. We don't know what they've nicked. They dug a
you
hole.
You said they nicked a bag of Dolly's shit out the side of the gate.
Why do you need that then?
I need that validation of what they stole.
You need to know what they stole.
Yeah, they fucking run off with loads of stuff.
I'm not going to lie. She's stabbed. She's a bit.
I think. You need to stop drinking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I don't think all them Lost Marys help as well. Just been out there.
I'll give you a fan Mary yesterday. You didn't fucking moan at that one, did you?
What's a fan Mary?
Found.
Sorry, it's
that's the way she says, I got you a fan Mary. All right, girl. Can you pull me a pint? Back in. How much is that? 5.50?
I'm the bar in EastEnders. Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, that's water. Fucking hell.
What does that sound? Oh, you went away recently with Dad, didn't you? To Norfolk.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was really good. The caravan was amazing.
Was it?
It was just
huge, wasn't it?
You had a viral video from this.
Yeah, I know, I did. It was
because what were you saying in it?
Look. I was so excited.
Someone said take a shot every time she says look. I think it's about 55 times our video.
I was very excited.
Yeah. No, you were.
Yeah, I know, because honestly, I've never stayed in any accommodation like that where it is just, I mean, you boys would have been stunned.
Yeah, but ain't fucking Norfolk boring.
No, shut up. Shut up.
Okay, okay.
We went to the loveliest fish restaurant. I've had the loveliest roast dinner in that pub.
So tell me. George, it's not that boring.
No, but tell me.
Just because you're Mr. Paris, Switzerland, Dubai.
Sorry, yes. Mr. Santorini, Barcelona. Where else have you been?
Mug. You were getting Swiss puss. I was working.
And what? And what? And
Stop.
So, no, I was going
stop.
Back to before Joe brought that up.
Stop talking about puss.
Right. Well, you know, I don't normally say.
Okay, so what is there to do in Norfolk? Where you go, don't say the location.
Sorry.
But like where you go, after 3 days, you're telling me you'd still be doing stuff.
There's one pub and restaurant.
Walks, pubs, restaurant.
The only one pub and restaurant
no,
there is.
No. There are three pubs. Two of them are exceptional. One's okay. And that, and our fish restaurant is absolutely amazing.
So you're there for 3 days.
Yep.
You have lunch in one of the restaurants.
Why are you grilling her like she's the fucking tourist board?
No.
But I'm like, do you know what I mean? If you don't like it, don't go.
No, she makes us feel bad for not wanting to go to Norfolk.
No.
The ages of 21 and 26.
Yeah.
You loved it on the swing in that part.
Yeah.
When I was eight.
You loved it.
When I was eight.
Yeah. He's now got an electric bus.
I was eight.
Mummy, can we get on the train? Mummy, can we get on the train?
She's mugging you.
I was fucking eight.
She's mugging you.
No, you weren't. You were 14.
No. Oh, fuck.
With your brace.
But you had a nice time.
We had a fantastic time.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Absolutely gorgeous.
Good.
Had an amazing time. Lots of walks.
Where's next?
Back to Norfolk.
Listen,
Cornwall.
Can I just say this? I haven't been abroad for 4 years,
I just want you to go and explore,
because
man.
I can't leave Dolly with anyone. And these
Dolly's
two
our dog.
Could, yeah, she's our dog. They could stay at home and look after her, and they choose
well,
not
no,
to.
You wouldn't,
so when they say,
you, wouldn't trust
you don't want to go abroad, that's absolute bollocks.
But I'm also not trusted because I dropped the dog.
Yeah.
One time.
You're not very
just
good.
Only
you're,
one
you,
time.
If you ever said to me getting a dog, I'd be worried.
We are getting a dog.
No, you're not.
Basically,
no,
what I'm
no,
saying
no,
is
no,
she's
no.
waiting for Dolly to die.
No, I'm waiting for one of you to say, do you know what, Mum? You need a break.
You don't.
Which I do.
You don't.
I need a fucking break.
You don't.
You need to look after the dog.
I can't. You sound
you
like that.
No.
You sound like the mum from Harry Potter.
Do you know what? I actually am going a little bit senile at the minute.
Yeah.
I need a break.
You don't trust me for being
oh,
home.
Where's my fan? Okay. Fucking hell, get it out of your bag. I'll bear it.
So anyway.
You don't trust me though, being up
But
there.
I'm not allowed to I look don't. After dog. Mum, I literally gave Alfie pancreatitis. Other dog, dead.
Dead now.
Dead dog.
Which is why you are never getting a dog.
Yep.
If you say to me you're getting a dog, I'm not looking after it. You, can, I'll tell you what as well, boys, the dog's injections are due. You can pay for them.
Whoa.
Well, speaking of needles, let's go on to your tattoo topic because I can't be bothered to argue anymore. You got tattoos, didn't you? You both have. You both been tattooed.
Do you want to hold my mic so I can show everyone?
Yeah, of course.
No, we can just get some... Do you want to just get some pictures
hair,
up?
You got hair on your mic.
Why don't we just get some pictures up?
Right. Of mum's. She can show you, can't she?
I'll do it.
But you're not going to be able to see it on the screen.
You will.
This is mum's first tattoo. For those at home, I'll describe it. Badly drawn butterfly.
I'm joking.
Steve's coming for you. I drew that.
I'm joking. And it's got a rose head as the head.
As the head of the
cat. The head. And it's got initials for DWEG.
Yeah, my grandparents. Because my nan used to love butterflies. My other nan used to like roses. Mm. And I wanted something.
It's very personal.
You need to get used to this when I'm in my care home.
All right.
Fucking hell, that's one way to bring down the
I'm not being funny, but after Monday, that could be it, couldn't it?
Oh, you'll be preserved in Whisper Lane,
right,
don't worry.
Right, do you want to undo that one?
Right, and this one is my design that you stole. How did you just pull it out?
No, you undo it.
Yeah, you can tell you haven't got much experience undressing women.
I was about to say that.
They just undress themselves for me.
The top one is Dad, Danny, Joe, and Joel.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, and then that pink one is for my lovely Pat. Who's like a mum to me.
George, don't. I know what you're thinking.
Right.
Shut up.
No, right. All I'm saying is that was my design. And then the other day when I was going to get some tattoos, what did you say? Mum went, why didn't you get the hearts done? I went, because you stole the design. She went, yeah, well, I can just send your dad's one and then you can draw Joe's. It's like, no.
They're the same ones. Why don't we all have the same tattoos?
No.
I'm actually all right, thank you.
Yeah, you cheat yourself. You know what you're like with needles.
I'm actually not bad.
Joe, you wouldn't even let the barber cut your hair when you was little. He'd come towards you go,
I quite like my tattoos, though.
That's what shaved all your hair off.
You're fucking so rude.
I thought George's tattoos were temporary tattoos. Like, you know, when you get the kids.
No, yeah.
Why don't you look at the camera and say that to Tal?
Tal's sick and they're good tattoos. They're just not what I thought they were.
You've got on your arm.
I do not have.
You have. That's what it looks
Ramsey.
Like.
Sorry, I said the bad word.
You've got that on your arm. It's either that or cat.
Joe's got control on his arm, so he might as well just get alt and delete.
I don't.
Oh my god, yeah! Oh, sorry, Joe.
Why did that take you so long?
Sorry.
I truly give up.
I'm dying, give me a break. Oh, fucking hell.
My tattoos are good, I think.
Yeah, I like them.
I like them.
Do you want to show everyone?
No, you
I
do.
I
can't bother to get them all out.
Come on.
No, one's there. One's
no, you're back.
There,
the one
there.
With me.
No, I'll put some pictures on the screen.
Why don't you take your top off?
Joe J.
I'll put some pictures on the screen. I think mine are really nice.
They are really nice.
Where's my tattoo? Where's the tattoo for me?
Yeah, so anyway, what would I get of you?
We're saying...
Not my bag.
Yeah, why do you get not my bag tattooed?
I'm
you'd,
not
No, because you'd want me to get pussy or something.
Puss, with dollar signs as your
See what I mean? See what I'm dealing with?
What would you have?
What would I have for George?
No,
for you.
What
your
tattoo would
tattoo?
I have for me?
Like, what do you want? There must be something you really want.
I don't know. Why don't you draw one for me? I'll do it.
No, you want something meaningful. What's
for
meaningful?
For you, I'd get like a glass of rosé. or a Lost Mary.
Found Mary.
I don't understand this joke. I wasn't there.
No, it's not a joke, Joe.
I tried to give that Found Mary to Grace.
Who's Found Mary?
Mary is not lost or she is not found.
Who is Mary?
Mary, no, right, no. Mary isn't lost. Mary isn't found.
Who is Mary?
It's a vape thing. It's a vape brand.
Mary.
Joe. So you've got Lost Mary, Found Mary.
You have Found Mary.
Elf Bar, Crystal Bar.
You have Found Mary.
No, I went into the
fucking... There's no fucking Mary.
So there is no brand called Found Mary.
Yes, there is.
And he's got it.
So is there a Mary?
A lost. And a found.
Found Mary.
This is fucked.
There's Lost Mary, but they do one called Bloody Mary. It's basically knockoffs of Lost Marys.
Right. Well, good luck with your popcorn lung in 20 years.
Thank you. I won't be here in 20 years.
Oh, don't say that.
What is wrong with this morbid podcast today? Oh, you're I've fucking got, dying and George got 20 years to live.
Don't say that. That might be quite true.
Oh, my God.
Would everyone miss me?
Can you stop fanning yourself, please?
Sorry, not the pick me energy. Would everyone miss me? The next section we're going to talk about is relationships. We're all going through some stuff right now. So we thought we'd talk about when exes and things have come to the house, and Mum wanted to bring up something, didn't you, Mum?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here. Every time Danny would have a girlfriend round.
Danny's our older brother.
Yeah, Danny's my eldest, their brother. Mm. You would always, always want to talk about vaginas. Always. And we'd be having, yes, and you would always bring up about vaginas. But I should have really known then, because you were very pro
vagina. I'm pro vagina.
Very.
I am pro vagina.
Yeah, I mean.
But you went to a strip club and ran out and was nearly sick because you saw one.
I was sick.
That's not very pro vagina.
No, I'm pro vagina when it's not in my face.
Oh, no. I was going to say.
Go on, say it, Mum. We can cut it if needed.
Sorry.
You okay?
Do you remember when I had my operation and I was bending over trying to dry my area down there and I walked in and I went, oh, sorry, sorry, Joe. And you went, that is why I'm gay.
Yes, I did see my mum's purse.
I just went, okay. You've always been.
There was one time when I walked in there, I'm pretty sure this was around the same time, and you'd put talcum powder on it, and I thought, the ghost of Christmas past is visiting me, and I want to kill myself.
I put talcum on nuns every day.
I would like to leave this family immediately with immediate effect.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
They put talcum powder on their feet in Celebrity SAS.
So why not put it on your minge?
Why not put it on your
minge? Why not put it on your minge? Yeah.
Yeah. Big up well, this, for this, Johnson's baby powder.
I want to know why we're so open like this.
Because I just feel like when you're... listen.
Is it normal?
Do you know what? When you're brought up in a family where, you don't talk about anything, you know...
Yeah, but I don't need to know about your fucking purse.
Well, I'm not talking, I was just about to say something really rude, but I'm not going to say it. But, you know, sexual things when I was growing up, it's like, oh.
That taboo.
I mean, I thought.
Well, isn't that a game?
No. It's an anyway.
Oh, God's taboo. Sake. But, like, no one spoke about anything. No one. I mean, I got pregnant at the age of 18 because no one sort of said.
For fuck's sake.
I mean, I literally thought that, hold on.
Yeah.
It's like this. Because no one told me what it was.
Oh, but you learned pretty quick, though.
You cannot make out that our mum's a dirty slag. That is just horrible.
Excuse me. I have...
Right. I have never said that. That is what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
I have never said our mum's a dirty slag, and you've just sat there and gone, you can't say our mum's a dirty slag. I never said
that. Do you want to kiss me, babe?
No, maybe.
I never said that.
But I think it's good to be an open family. Like one time, Mum was getting ready, and I just wanted to wind her up, so I ran in the bathroom, flicked her tit up, and ran out giggling. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, but you know what makes me laugh about you two? You can walk in my bathroom when I'm having a wee. I've got no clothes on.
No, I never do it when you've got no clothes on.
And run off. Why? I bloody grew you. I grew you in my stomach. I grew your penis. I grew yours as well.
I'm moving past this convo and it probably ain't going in because it's just so fucking weird.
I grew you. You started off like that.
Stop.
Yeah.
And I pushed you out of my vagina.
Stop!
I mean, it's not wrong.
Fucking hell.
I am responsible for this.
I am going to need counselling after this.
I need counselling every day.
I know.
That's what the doctor told me.
Your counselling is a bottle of wine.
Well, there you go.
And your liver's showing it. All right, moving on. Fuck me.
On to current affairs topics. There's things that have been going on this week. Firstly, the Beckhams documentary came out on Netflix. And you once flirted with David and you went to school...
With Victoria.
Yeah.
She went to my school.
Yeah.
I was...
Why haven't you turned out like her then?
Probably...
Will you probably leave as I was leaving,
she was at school and, she was engaged to the local florist as well.
Oh, was she?
Before she was with David. But I've got nothing bad to say about Victoria. I just wish she'd smile a little bit more.
There's this viral clip that's going around of David, basically, she's saying she's working class family. And he was like, what car did your dad take to school in? And he kept saying it and saying it. And she went Rolls Royce. Yeah, you saw that,
did,
didn't
yeah,
you?
She did, yeah.
Lisa Baggs, that. Fact check, confirmed.
And she did say that she got bullied for that, which, listen, that's horrible. It's not her fault, but, you know, so what? Do you know
it's not
what?
Her fault she got Rolls
I'm
Royce.
I'm not being funny, but like, if your dad can take to school in a Rolls Royce, I mean, who the fuck wouldn't do that?
Yeah, exactly. Look, go cry in your Rolls Royce, you know what I mean?
Get the 242 bus.
Dad used to pick us up in a Passat.
I know.
You're lucky. I just have to get a fucking bus.
Yeah.
That's true.
I never got picked.
Yeah, George, at least you didn't have to do a walking bus because those fuckers,
no,
Jesus Christ.
You
a walking bus.
You seen them?
I'm going to defend you. You got taken to school every day. He had to get the
I
bus.
I had to get a bus. You got ferried to that school.
Because Dad used to go, oh, he's so little, he can't, no, I don't want him to
yeah.
on the bus.
Puny,
yeah,
puny
because
little
he was
fucker.
Such a man.
And look at me, because I'm so manly, I had to get public transport.
If you could cope with it, he couldn't. He was like, oh, no, Mum, I need to come.
You didn't even let me walk to primary school
no,
in year six.
No, because you know why.
He had a hit out on him.
Was
George
going,
had a hit
yeah,
out
he
on him.
Did, no one
getting
him.
Bullied. Yeah, no, fucker bullies me.
Yeah, well, look at you. Look at you now. What'd you say to all the bullies now then?
Moving on, Holly Willoughby almost got kidnapped.
Have you seen how fat the fuck
by
is?
Some
oh,
giant
wow. You can't say that
by some morbidly obese man.
I think I know him. His name's I don't know.
You know him?
Well, no, I think he's quite familiar.
What do you mean?
Well,
are you trying to say
I
that
think
you?
I think he served me in the shop in Harlow.
Oh my God.
Harlow is my place to go shopping.
Right.
I love Harlow.
He tried to no, kidnap Holly Willoughby, but my argument is
no,
he's
he was
so,
going to.
Yeah, but he's so fat, if she just ran,
yeah,
which is the obvious way to avoid kidnapping.
No, but also, I don't want people to start coming for us and blah, blah. This man is clinically obese.
Yeah.
You see the photo?
And also, I think if you're attempting to kidnap someone, you're
you
ready
say,
to be roasted.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I did think it was funny that she wasn't on the telly yesterday.
Well, because like, you said that to keep her safe.
That's yeah, I know. It's yeah. bad.
How, so
it?
How do you find out if you're if there's a planned
attempting,
kidnap?
I don't get that.
How do you find
I
out?
I think he sent her a this spot might be
it wouldn't
weird.
Be a DM.
I thought that maybe he'd been sending menacing messages.
Yeah, maybe them.
And
yeah.
maybe that's my take on it. That's right. alleged. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is how rumors start.
Fucking idiot if he did.
It probably wasn't any of that. And Mum's going, it was the DM.
He's from Harlow.
You was born in Harlow, and so are you.
I know, I'm not slagging off Harlow.
He is.
We're slagging off the man. What I'm trying to say is, like, because he looks malnourished, but really fat at the same time, which is quite talented to do, really.
The time we look like at Christmas.
Right. Well, anyone else got anything to comment? Or are you just going to start talking about Harlow?
Oh, look, my eyes flickering now. This means that I'm tired. I mean, I'm dying.
Right, oh, can we stop this dying
out.
Narrative?
I'm on my way out. Oh, and the doctor that's going to phone me is about 85. Oh, God. Pray for me now, people. He's got me coffin ordered.
Thoughts and prayers for Lisa Baggs.
Lisa Baggs, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard life, isn't it?
Actually, I was going to ask a question, but that's actually quite...
What are you going to ask?
No, I'm not going to bring down the mood like that.
What?
I'm not going to bring down the mood
what?
Like
that. What?
Like
I'm going to ask.
Just like, what wine would you want at your funeral? Well, that's obviously really horrible
well,
to
Whisper
say.
An angel.
Yeah, and probably...
Can we not talk about this,
no,
please?
But you
brought
you know
it
what?
I didn't
Can
want
I
to. You made
so
me brought it
really
up.
It really annoys me about all your generation. And even people, nobody talks about dying.
Guys, I just want
to
keep
die.
This podcast
this is,
really,
mum, is
really,
really
positive.
Nice
yeah, I know,
and
I'm just
no,
saying.
No, I know. Well, do you know what? Save this
so
story.
You shit yourself.
Save this when you go on Sharon Gaffigan's one and talk about serious shit. Not on here. We don't do it on here, right? Fucking hell. This is a comedy podcast. We're in the comedy chart. You're not in the politics. You're in the comedy.
I just want to tell everyone now that if George Michael's not played in my funeral, I'm going to come and haunt every single one of you because it's got to be
right.
played. Start
okay.
to finish.
Right. On to another topic. Fuck Rishi Sunak.
Yeah.
Is the other thing one to say.
What a bell end.
Yeah, fuck Rishi Sunak.
Do you know what as well? Have you seen every, like, this is how fucked up our government is. Everyone's starting to back Nigel Farage. Because have you seen, like,
he's going to get in, you know.
Nigel Farage has come on. He said about the trans thing. He said about, like, the cigarette thing they want to do.
No one's going to vote for Labour. No one's going to vote Conservative. We're going to have a hung Parliament again. The country is going to be even more fucked than it is
just,
now.
When I went to the Trick Awards, which is that awards thing I did, you know, when I wore, like,
yeah,
the suit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, so what's it called? It's not Good Morning Britain. What's the other one that Eamon Holmes
GB.
Does?
GB News.
GB News.
Yeah, GB.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and Piers Morgan's on Talk.
Right, so that whole thing,
GB News.
The whole thing was sponsored by them. So they won all the awards and Nigel Farage was up and the room was like clapping, right?
Really clapping.
And then like this lady was being so transphobic on stage. I was so uncomfortable, like visibly uncomfortable. And they were all like clapping and cheering. I thought this is the worst, like the fact that those people are like, high up and have all this money and stuff.
Have you seen that? I saw it on Twitter today. They're now doing non-binary uniforms for
right,
like yeah, and people are moaning about it. Why are they moaning?
No, I know.
You can wear what you bloody well like.
I know. What's that? I saw a quote about leadership via division. It's not leadership, which is quite clever.
Just George on
is
sat nerve. There.
George's thoughts are going like this.
I don't really get it all, but my opinion is there's so much more going on in the world.
Mm.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not a fucking politician, obviously, as you can tell.
Yeah, but barely drive.
Barely speak English. Mm. But I do know if someone, like, why can't people be who they want to be? There is so much more. All the drug epidemic, like the cost of living, like just everything.
I've got a story about this.
And they're fucking worrying about, like, even like all the, like how much people were paid in the NHS. Like, do you know what I mean? There's not enough beds. There's not enough ambulance drivers. There's not enough police. The housing crisis, everything. But Rishi Sunak wants to sit there and say all this about trans people. Like, it's fucked up,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Rishi Sunak.
I'm not a politician, but my take on it is pay the doctors what they
deserve
and then... And the nurses, the carers, everyone will come back and want to do that job. And our NHS wouldn't be in the same.
Saying that trans people are taking up beds. What beds?
Shut up.
What beds?
They said, isn't it like 0.01 or something like that?
Please fact check this. 0.010% like of the population are trans.
Yeah. And they're just trying to say all the, like bringing this law and that, like it's
yeah, honestly,
fucked.
Fuck him.
It's very hard to take him seriously when he's like a.
But then also, it doesn't
well.
Help. Like the thing is, the government aren't helping themselves because then you've got fucking Sadiq Khan who's doing all this with the ULEZ, the everything
also,
like that.
No, everyone's just fucking miserable, right? We was on the tube the other day. My friend Winky Face was doing cartwheels, and we almost got arrested by the British Transport Police. Yeah, but my argument to her was there's people being stabbed, assaulted, verbally abused, attacked on the tubes, and you're moaning at us for doing. Cartwheel. I know.
Okay, so this is my other
point. Gone mad.
This is my other point. Obviously, that 15-year-old girl got stabbed the other day. Terrible. Then another stabbing in Brixton happened at broad day, like 4 o'clock. Like, why are we not doing anything
but
about
you
knife
know what,
crime
guys?
And stuff like
don't
that?
Cartwheel.
Yeah, don't cartwheel. And if you're trans, it's a problem, basically.
Yeah, don't be trans and cartwheel.
But all of a sudden, everyone can stab each other in daylight and it's fucked up. Like, not even the generation. Like, well, it is this generation with obviously the.
It's not us.
It's not us. It's like the leaders.
It's the government.
I can see why people just go, I'm just going
to
move to
Australia. Move to Australia.
Yeah, I know. I can see that.
Oh, these people that go out to Dubai, you understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or these people that, go traveling to Bali and places like that. Fucking fair enough.
You come back when you go.
Much stout, at least.
Don't call me Lise.
Sorry, Lise.
You call me Sausage.
Right,
Sausage.
Well, off of this chat. So to lighten the mood, I thought we'd bring in our neighbour, GK Barry, who's been sat in the shadows for the last 30 minutes.
My surrogate daughter.
Come on now.
How are you?
I'm not near death, so I feel like I'm better than everyone on this panel.
At least she's the only one alive on this panel.
Yeah.
Or not thinking about death, at least.
Has it been watching the unedited version of this podcast?
Chaos, yeah. I feel like I've taken mushrooms, and I haven't, I'm coming up.
You said nice flowers for my funeral.
Yeah, of course. Mom, I was thinking for your funeral, you should have like a pink casket and...
PLT.
PLT.
Come
on.
With the fan.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Everyone fanning.
You should have an open casket. I want an open casket. Oh. One last hurrah.
Yeah, why not? But make sure I get all Botox done before everyone's...
Do you think at yours, instead of people throwing flowers, it will be like Lost Marys and stuff?
Yeah, well, that's yours as well. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
True.
Lost Marys and
Cranberry Dream. How do you feel about one last tit grab?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, so we're going to play Two Truths, One Lie.
Yeah.
Two truths, one lie, or two lies, one truth?
Two truths, one lie.
Yeah, two truths, one
fuck
lie.
So I'll kick it off. Actually, ladies first.
Let mum go.
Right.
Okay.
I once had sex in the back of a van.
Okay.
Sorry, this is sexual, this one.
Okay.
I once had sex up a wall and I've had a experience with a girl.
Okay. I want to say you haven't had sex in the back of a van. You're claustrophobic.
I would say the girl one. I can't imagine you licking a bit of muff. I was going, woo!
George?
Oh.
So we got that right?
Yeah.
You haven't had an experience with a girl?
Yeah, I knew
You've
it.
Had sex in the back of a van.
And up against the wall.
So how are you
was the van moving?
Yeah, he actually was.
That's wow.
Oh, yeah. That's entrapment.
Yeah. So that was with the guy that tried Holly Willoughby first.
I was
that's how you know him.
Young. I mean, you know, we didn't have anywhere to go when we were younger.
We don't have to go in a van. You could go in a park or something.
Yeah. That's not the second one. I was up against the wall.
Yeah, that's
same
valid.
I did love this fella. I really liked him a lot.
Up against the wall?
Yeah.
Where?
Where my parents used to live.
Up against your parents' house?
No!
An alleyway.
In an alleyway.
I knew it was alleyway straight away.
That doesn't make sound any better.
The smell of piss.
Yeah, but you know what now? You kids have got somewhere to go and it wasn't like that in my day.
To be fair, if I saw that, I'd jump straight on a TikTok live. Obviously not you, I'm just saying, you know, be like, oh, gross.
That's, I mean, there was no phones.
There was no phones.
That is
just
revenge
raw
porn.
Puss in an alleyway. Yeah. That's all there was back in the day. Just raw
puss. It
wasn't,
it was a thumb bog. It wasn't like it is now.
Right, I'll thumbing it in.
Yeah.
Thumbing
it
in.
Oh, fuck off.
Fast thumb in the air.
Happens to the best of us, isn't it? Great.
Okay. My one. So two truths, one lie.
Yeah.
Okay. First one is I hold on.
This is hard.
Right. Mm-hmm. I had sex at a house party. Mm-hmm. My number got leaked by Wayne Lineker. Mm-hmm. And I got strangled by a guy with a heart condition.
I mean, that's quite specific, that last one.
I mean,
I feel like...
Really?
I don't know.
I want to say...
What was the first one?
I want to say your number didn't get leaked by
your
Wayne.
Your number did get leaked
by
Wayne.
Leaked.
I saw that on your story.
Okay,
fine.
I bet it did.
Okay.
What was the other one?
I had sex at a house party.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's right. Defo. So you haven't been strangled by someone with a heart condition.
Am I telling the truth now?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have sex at a house party. Did you get invited? Didn't have any mates. Otherwise, I would have. Yeah. No, a man with a heart condition did try and strangle me.
Sexually or just try and strangle you?
At primary school, so sexually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, he was young too.
Oh, okay. How are we talking? Pacemaker?
I don't know. He could be dead. Oh. But I think I hope he's well.
You live and learn.
Yeah, he had big anger issues.
It built character.
I was into it.
I'm watching out for the ones with the dodgy tickers, man.
Come on, George. Can't wait for yours.
I don't know any of mine. You're going to have to go to Joe.
No.
I literally have none. I have none. Oh, bollocks.
Well, you fucking...
I forgot my first one. Okay, right. Okay. I once pissed myself in a taxi. Grace and I have had an intimate sexual experience and I had a wank in Plymouth.
That last one's definitely true.
Yeah, you've had a wank in Plymouth.
And the second one, I don't think that's true.
I might think that is kind of true. I don't know, it gives you no advice. Maybe
you
I don't think you've pissed yourself in a cab.
No, I think he would have done, because he would have found
not like fully
me.
Pissed himself in a cab.
I mean...
Did you?
I've sucked your nipple a couple of times.
No, me and Grace have never had a sexual experience.
So it's in your pants?
I did wet myself in the back of the taxi,
I remember you told me.
Yeah.
Mum, I've wet myself.
Oh, I was blind drunk.
Yeah, well, that was last week.
Yeah.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Mum, I pissed myself. I said, we'll just wipe it off.
And Dad made me text the guy and
shut
I apologised.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
His dad's mate, they came pick me up.
Yeah, it was.
And it was, because it was at sixth form.
No, you said you'd spilled something.
Yeah, it was sixth form and they had like these mixers and everyone just used to get blind drunk. That night, I stabbed a fag out on a girl's leg and turned my phone set to Chinese. So I was trying to contact taxi driver. I was like, Ichi, Nissan, or whatever. Actually, that's Japanese, I think. So that's me.
God.
Oh, fucking hell.
Go on, George.
Dig deep.
Dig deep.
I've never had a wet dream.
That's a fucking lie.
I've never had a wet dream.
Clean your sheets.
Wait, what is it? Is it two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
Never had a wet dream. I nearly passed out at Ocean Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the last one.
Come on, so truth and a lie.
I don't like pussy.
Oh, it's the lie that you don't like pussy. You didn't almost pass out at Ocean Beach, though.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You got bitten.
Joe.
He got bitten.
Right,
he got bitten.
Do you want to know the funny story, right? The person I'm... This is quite funny.
I'm mosquito.
Mum, shut up.
I thought you meant the woman.
Fuck me.
She got
so
it.
The person I'm seeing, I met all her friends at Ocean Beach, didn't I, when we were out there and like, you met them.
Yeah.
They thought I left Ocean Beach because I got bitten by one mosquito. They didn't know the other side of the story was basically, I got bitten by three mosquitoes and then Joe gave me drowsy antihistamine.
Yeah. And he had to fucking...
And then Joe, and Joe was making me do shots of him going, well, I ain't fucking going on my own. We've got mates there. So I turned up. I was all
you
delirious.
You made me sound so aggressive. Yeah. I got anxious on the day and just didn't want to turn up on my own. So George turned up and he was very wobbly. And I said, have a couple shots, you'll be fine.
35 degrees. But the girl, I'm with, obviously, at the time, she was like, so you left Ocean Beach because you got bitten by a mosquito? She just thought it was one mosquito bite. And I went, I'm leaving.
Is that when you was phoning me going to me... When he's walking back.
Yeah. And do you know what the funniest thing? Do you know this? He had to walk back to our hotel 40 minutes, right?
Around the island
because he couldn't get a taxi.
Joe left.
I came out and called him. I went, yeah, I'm in a taxi. It took me 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
No. Did he phone me? And he went, Mum, I'm walking back. I went, you all right? We went to Norfolk, right?
Yeah.
And I was on the cusp of my HRT and felt really bad. And he went, Mum, the whole weekend we were there, these two were phoning me. And in the end...
No. I hardly messaged you. That was the one time I rung you. He was on the phone to you every day.
I don't feel well. What do? I went, I felt like saying, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Fuck off.
Because sort yourself out. But I was going, where are you now? Well, I've got a description. I'm walking along the sand now. The sea's there. I was
it's like a film. I'm walking along the sand.
Well, actually, I walked past the place where we had to save Grace from drowning. So I did have a really traumatic day.
That was funny.
I walked straight past that fountain in the daytime. And I thought, wow, I can't believe you actually fell in there.
We should all go to our beef together.
We should all go back in the fountain.
Maybe not.
That was the best thing.
I've got scabies.
Do you know people have been arrested for that?
Have they? Could you fucking imagine?
People have been arrested for falling in that.
If I got arrested.
That thingy. Because it's like public.
No, but I was violent as well after I fell in.
Did your vape not fizz and go...
Yeah, I had to give her mine. Up. Yeah. She didn't even care about her phone.
The toilet, no, I didn't give a fuck. It's like a nuclear explosion.
Well, I was... What?
You definitely pulled it out, tried straight off and carry on, didn't you?
Me? Yeah, I would have tried to do that.
That is fucking horrible.
And thank God I had one spare one. I was having a breakdown. Terry went, what?
Me vape!
He went, what the fuck is going on? I fucking just got me vape down the toilet!
And that's a normal reaction to that.
It is.
I agree.
But if you didn't get done for falling in the fountain, it would have been like, not public indecency, but what's...
First,
I don't know, you were...
Me vape! Me vape, yeah.
You guys, my pussy!
No.
My pussy!
Drunk and disorderly!
I was really...
Yeah, drunk and disorderly.
So you stepped in there thinking, it was like about that...
Yeah,
and you didn't know it was all slimy, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you sat on it, you slid. I thought, she's going. And we were expecting that much.
And you went down.
I drowned.
Yeah, it was giving... It was like a baptism.
In the name.
It's when we got back to the hotel room as well.
I don't remember
and
this.
And you were like leaning on me and I went to Cal and as I get up, you go... and just like fall over. I'm like, Grace, like picking up your head.
Bless her, Izzy went, I can take it from here.
He messaged me and went, Mum, you've got to watch this video. And when he sent it to me, I was
George, did anyone get that camera? It looked like body cam footage for me. Because I was running after you and I thought, oh my God.
The thing is though, I will say, you both did look after, didn't you?
You did get around.
We carried your legs like you were in stirrups.
Oh my, and just my pussy was just out like that in the middle of my
beeper. My pussy's hair.
Oh my God.
But you turn into like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, I did.
It was the video the night before. You were incoherent.
Of course.
There was nothing you said that made sense.
And there was one video on the bus and I was like, yeah.
That bus was awful.
No, in the restaurant as well.
That was before.
That fucked me up.
Do you know what I mean, Mum? If you saw the people around that table, you would have got blind drunk too.
Oh, really?
The only way you're getting through the night.
Yeah, I sat next to Molly May. I thought, fuck this shit.
Well, and actually Molly May,
fuck
by the way.
This shit, no.
That's how rumours start.
Yeah. What's actually Molly May? She might start me on the Barbie carpet. She loves do you know what I mean? Too. I thought we'd talk red or green flags.
I've got one.
Right, thank you, Grace. Right.
I would say for men, really, really skinny ripped jeans.
Red flag.
Agree?
Red flag.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck, you know.
I love what you said for men because you look down at Mum.
No. But I like skinny jeans on women, just not men.
Yeah.
Right. I know why.
My red flag.
Okay.
Well, or green, like women of my age wearing skinny jeans.
What do you think?
Oh,
I'm on your side.
Well, I'm comfortable.
Green.
No, I think as long as you're comfortable and you're happy in your appearance, then it's a green flag.
Yeah, but then women's when you told me to go and buy them straight jeans, he took the piss out of me and said, you cannot go to Tesco's looking like that.
No, because what I think you misconstrued what I said, because I said I love a boyfriend jean fit and you came back with flares.
Yeah. Look like you've been on a building site.
No, what he actually said to me was,
oh, here we go.
We can't, Mum, you can't be having tight here and flared at the bottom or straight. I was talking baggy like Grace. Baggy jeans, like what Grace wears.
No, I use your,
baggy.
Oh, no,
pussy.
Yeah, no, like, I didn't stand in the kitchen and go baggy like Grace's puss.
Yeah, you know. She's only human. Yeah.
Listen,
I'd say it's a green flag.
Red. I got a red flag. If the person goes on a date and expects the other person to, you know, like when
always offer to pay, like
I think you should always offer. So I think it's a red flag.
No. If somebody asks you for dinner,
yeah, they're paying.
They pay.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. So I'm sorry, I'm old fashioned. If you're, do you want to come to dinner with me? They pay.
Listen,
the
pod's doing well, but it's not doing that well. I'm not paying. No way.
If someone says to you, Grace, would you like to come out to dinner with me?
Yeah.
They pay.
That's like saying to someone, oh, Grace, do you want a Hollywood wax on your purse? I go and then they make me pay for it when they've offered it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that, or you'd give me discount at least.
True.
Yeah.
Don't offer me the waxy purse.
Yeah.
If you're not going to pay.
If you're not going to give me something.
Come and have a load of Botox done, but you got to pay for it. Nah.
Hashtag gifted. Get me on that.
Well, Queen of Essex has spoken. Yeah. Any other flags you think are red or green?
Someone who's controlling.
Red flag. What about, someone that hates animals? Red flag.
Flag.
Someone who hates cats.
I'm sorry guys, I really don't like cats.
Cats don't like me.
So why are you waving a green flag?
My cat would like you.
Because someone that hates...
Yeah, he's nearly dead.
Oh, someone that hates cats.
Yeah, someone that hates cats.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Grace. It's just...
Someone who every single night goes, oh... Yeah, I'll just have whatever dinner you want. I know, but I don't like this. I don't like that.
That was a target. That was a targeted.
I think that's a red flag about George.
The one about me.
Who's that about?
The members of the family.
The husband.
The husband.
Mm. Oh, I've gone off that. I don't like that. Mm. Oh, we won't have that.
I think you're bringing your marital problems to the podcast.
What's a red flag?
Red flag.
A red flag. Someone that enjoys going on runs.
Clear my head. I've done it the other day.
How far are they running?
Yeah, but I'm talking
three, 5K.
Okay, a man that does triathlons. What the fuck are you doing?
Cheeky 5K. I'm all for that. Marathon runner, ick. Red flag.
Yeah, I agree.
Red flag.
No, but
just donate the money and don't fucking do it.
These are fucking red flags. These are just icks or opinions.
These are just people healthy.
Yeah, these are healthy.
People healthy.
These are people healthy.
Red flag for me, men who don't make their beds.
Oh, well,
Red flag for me.
I don't really make me
people
bed.
Who have their own bathrooms and don't clear up after them. Red flag for me.
This is a target attack on all of us.
Red flag for me that you, mum, it's fine. Like, I can do my own like breakfast, whatever, and then leaves the dish in the bowl and just leaves it.
Why
and
don't
doesn't
you
wash it?
Why
up?
Don't you write all of this down? Yeah,
and go see therapist.
Yes. Just so we've got it all down to learn from it, and then whack it in Dad's shredder and fuck off home.
Why does he have a shredder?
Why does he have a shredder?
No, you know what? You all leave your frigging shoes by the front door.
Still going.
Why don't you put the shoes away?
Well, we can use yours as new doorstop, so.
Listen, people, what the fuck's wrong with them?
Fashion.
I really like them.
I like my shoes as well.
I like them.
Just taking the weirdest tangent.
Gives me like 3 inches. 3 inches in my life.
It means a lot. Yeah.
George knows about that.
Can make the world
3 inches is a lot, guys.
I thought we'd finish the pod with a game of Say It or Shot It. So ladies first. And we're going to go to Mum.
Right.
The matriarch of the Bags family.
Right.
Oh.
Just holding this in position.
The breather.
I want to adopt. Grace needs to come and live with me.
I'm coming to live.
The task at hand. Have you got ADHD?
My brain is going to fucking explode.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
You need media training.
Right, so Joe, say out shorty, give one to Mum.
What? Okay. Name your least favourite Gogglebox family or drink.
I'd drink, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's... One, two. Sorry. Cut that.
Bleep it more like.
Yeah, bleep the whole sentence I just said.
Next person, we have Grace. Ladies first. Goose just before.
You're all right.
Questions for Grace. Say it or shut it. Should we go with the obvious?
Who's your worst podcast guest you've ever had on?
No, I can't. I've got one.
That's the game. Who's your worst podcast guest you've ever had on?
What was yours, Lisa? I think it depends on the cock. Pussies. I'm just going to have to stop.
Mum.
That was a...
Well, it's true, though.
You know.
Three, two, one. Dan, yeah.
Babe, if you can climb a tightrope or whatever the fuck it is, you can drink that. Cheese, Gromit.
Cheese,
Gromit.
All right. What happened to sticking up for each other?
Yeah, fucking
what happened to that?
Gromit!
Fucking hell, fire.
You're a horrible bitch, you are, Mum. Fucking hell.
Not even just saying it. Yeah. Scream.
Gromit!
Thank you.
I do love her. So much.
Oh, that's lying.
Come and live with me,
George,
Grace.
Do you want, do you want to do one for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Free bits, darling.
What can we think of George?
Name someone in the industry that you've had a blowjob from.
No.
Oh, it's in front of me. That's a bit like, oh.
He's had a blowjob, Lisa.
You have said a lot.
And that was just me on the last pod. Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Anyone asked me whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, let's confirm that. It was pre-girl, pre-girl.
Sally Morgan, was it?
Yes, the psychic Sally sucked his cock. That's how she sees into your future. Sucks
right
your knobber.
Down my melon. Fucking hell. Fuck.
That was outrageous.
That was absolutely
outrageous.
That was awful.
Where did that even come from? Saw her in the Range Rover and it came straight to her.
Fucking hell. And then he crashed. All I can see was her eyebrows.
I'm speechless.
I want to confirm.
Oh, I've got to put my teeth
and deny
back in
that,
for this.
That didn't happen.
It did.
No, yeah, none of this happened.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I put the wrong tooth in.
Jesus Christ. That didn't. None of that happened, by the way. Oh. Fucking hell.
Hit me with whatever.
I can't.
Who is your worst ex-boyfriend?
Oh, I've got to name that.
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
It tastes like...
And a water left.
It tastes quite nice.
Cranberry.
No, it's lovely.
Well, that was a beautiful game.
And on that note...
and a beautiful pod.
This woman...
Oh, she's looking at me again. Yeah, do you know what I'm going to get when I get
guys, guys, guys,
you this way, I, you fucking...
Yeah, this woman needs to go home.
Right,
I can't
guys,
wait to
guys,
see her
guys.
In 2 hours.
We won't take up any more of your
no,
time.
George,
I love
right.
it. Right.
What a beautiful podcast.
Mm.
You all right? Okay. On that note, thank you, Mum and Grace, for popping by.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Been a pleasure.
Always.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Exactly.
Always a pleasure.
Always
a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Roast is fine.
On there.
Yeah, and
right. So if you watch,
if you're watching on YouTube, the link to the Samaritans will be down below because you fuckers are gonna need it.
And I'm planning my funeral. There's a funeral coming.
Right, right, yeah, okay. Okay. And on that note,
I'm dying.
And on
next
that
week.
Note,
guys, if
thank you so yeah. much for watching. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment what you would bring to Lisa's funeral.
If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5
stars. Can I have some nice flowers?
It helps massively.
Yeah.
And really nice.
Yeah. And on that note, we will be back next week with another great podcast. Goodbye for now.
Thank
bye
you so
everyone
much.
Wave.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.